Illinois' school funding formula works like this. School districts collect property taxes from their residents. Then, depending on how property wealthy or property poor an area is, the state pitches in its share. That frequently means poorer districts stay poor because the state can't give enough, and wealthier districts remain wealthy because the state is giving funds on top of local resources. A coalition of local churches, unions, and community groups is calling for the passage of a plan to instead distribute state aid based on the amount of impoverished students in a district. The measure passed the Illinois Senate in May, but stalled in the House. Shelley Heideman, executive director of Faith Coalition for the Common Good, says the plan would drastically improve conditions at schools with high rates of poverty.
And to stop that pipeline from schoolhouse to jailhouse, I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, in a small way, it's a way to stop systemic racism as we look at how schools are funded.
Opponents to the plan say it's unfair to take state funding away from wealthier schools, especially considering the state funding comes from all income taxpayers in Illinois. I'm Hannah Meisel.